adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. When one of Thorson's guards deserts and is rescued by Jungle Jim from the swift, sure punishment meted out by the overseer Tom, the event proves to be of tremendous importance to the plans of Jungle Jim. This native, named Bobo, is so grateful to Jim for saving his life that he reveals many secrets of Thorson's Island. He leads Jim through a sea-filled tunnel into the subterranean harbor where the pirate submarines find refuge between their raiding trips. In the meantime, while Big Tom, the overseer, is dressing down the guards in general and administering a lashing to the one responsible for the escape of Bobo, Thorson interferes and orders an immediate and thorough search to find both Bobo and the mysterious white man whom no one on the island has yet been able to catch up with, although his traces have often been seen.
Come on, you, Big A. We want to start on this trip today, understand?
Me no, boss, Tom. But we got to get more bullets and big light.
More bullets? What in thunder you do with the bullets? Eat them? Get a hustle on you.
Me ready, boss, Tom.
Well, it's about time. Now, here's my plan. You, Frank.
Yes, boss.
You take 8 men. Spread out like a fan and beat through that thicket in the middle of the island. Don't leave a leaf unturned, understand?
Me no, boss.
Yeah. And it'd be a good idea to keep a sharp lookout in the trees, too. I have a suspicion this guy knows some Tarzan tricks.
Si, boss. We look every place. If he here, he no get away.
What do you mean if he's here? I know he's somewhere on the island. If you guys don't find him, I'll skin you all alive.
When we find, he get caught.
And don't give either of them any leeway. If you can't catch them alive, then bring them in any condition. But bring them back. That's all. You go on, Frank.
Si, boss. Juan.
Si.
Jose.
Si.
Hernando.
Si.
Alfonso.
Si.
Manuel. You hear what boss Tom say? Huh? You hear? All right, we go. Come on.
All right, Big A, you're coming with me. How many guards you got?
6, boss Tom.
6, and we make 8. That should be plenty. This thing is getting my goat. 2 guys been loose on our own island for over a week, and we can't find them. Where do they eat? Where do they sleep?
Not no, boss Tom.
That gives me an idea. Come here, Big A. Could those guys possibly have reached some of the guards with a bribe? Maybe a little squeeze could get them shelter and food. What do you think?
No, boss Tom. The dumb ones don't know enough to do things like that. The smart ones know too much. No, that cannot happen.
Well, I'm not too sure. You haven't seen any of the guards with American money, have you?
You
know, bills, dollar bills.
No, those guards, they not even know what they are. Take only silver, not take paper.
Yeah, well, have you seen any of them with more silver than they should have?
No. Only what they get from Bull Thorson.
It's an idea. Keep on the lookout for it.
Yes, boss.
Now, here's the road we're going to take. Frank is working the woods from the ridge to the other shore. We'll take this side. Spread your men out the same way and keep looking everywhere. Now, if you see anything suspicious, fire 2 shots. And if anyone hears that, run to it. Pronto, understand?
We understand.
All right, then. Get going.
All right. Go on. Go on.
No, Big A, it might be just our luck to have those 2 run out of the woods out here on the shore. Then we'd really have some fun.
You want to capture them alive, boss Tom? Suppose they got guns.
Well, what of it? They can't shoot any better than we can. Let them have it. But I think Thorson would rather we didn't kill them.
Look, boss Tom. Don't step there.
Hmm?
See? 2 kind footprint. 1 no shoe, 1 from shoe.
Yeah. And this is the post where that Bobo was on guard.
See? Footprint trail. Come from woods up on hill and go right down almost to water edge.
Couple of cagey guys. Those footprints would have been washed out by the next tide. An hour from now, they wouldn't be seen at all.
Yeah,
that's their footprints, all right, and it proves they're traveling together. Bobo was in cahoots with this white man or whatever he is.
Look, now trail go up on rock. No more footprints.
Well, let's follow up there. If they didn't backtrack, they must have headed for someplace near that cliff. What in thunder do they want up there?
The signal. The signal, boss. Something happened.
All right, come on, hustle. Frank's men may have them trapped.
It's
go.
Wait till I get my hands on that bobo. I'll tear that guy apart.
All right, quiet. What's happened? You got him?
Oh, no, boss. No, they got Manuel. He up tree.
Huh? He's what?
Up tree, see?
Well, of all the confounded nonsense I ever seen.
What mother, Rostam?
Manuel is hanging by his foot in that noose up there in the tree.
Madre de Dios. How those happen? Is that Manuel loco?
No, he's not loco, but this white man we're chasing knows how to set Indian noose traps. You see, that tree was bent way over.
She?
Tied down with a release, so that when anyone stepped into the noose, the trap sprung and he was caught.
He be very smart man, boss Tom, this white man.
Well, Manuel. He's not dumb, and he certainly knows his way around in the woods.
Manuel!
Yeah, that's it. Bend that tree this way again. Cut him down. Okay.
Oh.
Here, let me see that rope.
Here, boss.
That's a ship's rope. And it's too new to have been washed ashore. He must have brought it himself when that lifeboat cracked up. Well, you fellas, get on with your job and keep out of mischief. Come on, Vigay. We got things to do.
You know, maybe that one we look for be Indian.
No. It must be the white man who came with that Mrs. Bradley, whom we rescued some time ago.
Wait. Here is trail again, boss Tom.
Yeah, let me see. It ends there at the rocks.
See.
Well, the most logical place to pick it up again would be up at that hill there. Let's try it.
All right. Maybe you find trail up here again, boss, but why they go up here? Where are they going to get to?
Well, I got no time for riddles. All I want to do is find those mugs, not guess as to reasons why they go certain places.
You can look for trail, boss.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what's this? A small piece of string.
Mean nothing. Bird could bring for nest.
Yeah, well, no bird around here wears shoes. That's a shoe print.
You'll be right, boss. And here is Bobo's footprint, too.
Yeah, we got them, Piguet, but they're heading to the water again.
That's where they go.
Oh, come on. There's the only way they could get down to shore.
Yes. That not way down to shore. That big rock shell.
Yeah, you're right, but the trail leads over here.
Yeah, it goes right down, down rock to that shell.
They slid down there, huh? But why?
You tell Piguet not to guess, or he don't know.
They couldn't have jumped into the sea. That would be crazy. But if not there, then where are they?
Boss Tom, Vigay no like this.
What are you looking so scared about? Don't say it now. One mention of spirits or zombies from you, and I'll throw you off the cliff.
Oh, no, Boss Tom.
Besides, I've got a notion where they could be. Come on.
While the hunting party is combing every inch of the island for the two fugitives, Bull and Sash are congratulating themselves on one piece of good fortune. The sub is preparing to leave.
Oh, Bull, you're lucky. That's what you are. Just when the going gets tough, something happens that's all to the mustard for you.
Couldn't possibly be that I plan things so that eventually they have to be successful.
Oh, now I'm not taking anything away from you. But all of us need a little good luck now and then.
Well, I don't reject it, Lil, but I never figure on it.
When is Captain Kiesel and his bunch ready to go?
Any minute now. In fact, I'm waiting for him.
Mm.
I'm going down to the dock to see him off. You want to come?
Well, I should say I do. I've never been more happy to see one of our guests go before.
Well, the Navy patrol's eased off sufficiently for him to take just a normal chance of detection. And word finally came through from headquarters at about the same time, and he don't know yet whether or not I had anything to do with it.
And did you, Bull?
Not directly, but the way his orders read, they could have come from me. Come in.
Herr Thorsten, I'm so glad to find you here.
Hello, Captain Kiesel.
It's hello and auf Wiedersehen, Thorsten. And I want to extend the grateful thanks of my men and myself for your hospitality.
Now you know how welcome you are, and we're looking forward to seeing you again.
I believe you mean that, Thorsten, for all of the little misunderstandings we have.
Why, certainly I mean it. And furthermore, I'll see you to your ship.
Thank you, sir.
Come on, Sergeant. You want to see them off?
Why, certainly. I never miss a sailing.
I am afraid our departure will be much more prosaic than the usual sailing from a big port.
What? No champagne? No orchestra?
That's right. None of those things. Ours is a working ship.
Well, here we are.
Fräulein Sascha, it has been a charming experience to have known you. May we meet again soon.
Siebel, how gallant a gentleman can be.
Are you insinuating that I'm not exactly a gentleman?
No, Bull. You're just not gallant.
Fräulein, goodbye.
Goodbye. And bon voyage, Captain.
Thank you, Fräulein. Bull Thorsen, each time we meet, I have greater respect for you. So, till we meet again.
Goodbye, Captain, and good luck.
There be big boat, master. Go out to sea.
Yes. There's the thing I came down here to find, Bobo. Now that I've found it, I can't do anything about it.
What you want to do, Master Jim?
Sink it. That's what I want to do. Say, I've got an idea that might work. Come on, Bobo.
What can Jim barehanded do against that gang of pirates and murderers? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Tune in next week for more radio adventures of Jungle Jim. Same time, same station.